This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The ratio of talk to hype for the next generation of wireless technology, it's fifth generation, so 5G, has been basically even, right? Lots of talk, lots of hype, because the promises being built around this thing are not small. And if you haven't been paying attention, you might want to start, because one of the world's biggest chip makers, which, by the way, makes the semiconductors inside every iPhone, goes by the name of TSMC in Taiwan. And it says semiconductor orders for 5G phones and 5G networks are booming, and that sales are going to take off next year. Marketplace's Scott Tong looks into what that might look like.
Superfast 5G networks will first arrive in big cities in Asia, Western Europe, the U.S., and early experiences will likely be on phones. Early adopters will buy 5G smartphones, download movies, say, 2 or 3 or 5 times faster, and get better gaming, says Avi Greengart at Techxponential.
So when you tap the screen to shoot, you won't be killed by someone else because their connection is better.
Non-phone uses of 5G will probably wait.
Will we see cars talking to other cars? May not happen next year. It may not happen 5 years from now.
In the next year or two, it'll take time for telecom firms to build 5G networks. When they do, analyst Bill Meneses at Gartner thinks entertainment firms will try to lure customers with special 5G experiences. Say you go to a football game.
You could get an augmented reality view of the game, so you have every player's movement tracked from the previous play, so you can kind of get an instantaneous, detailed replay of what just happened on that big touchdown.
By the end of next year, he thinks 22% of phone sales will be 5G phones. But all that optimism assumes some 5G killer app we all want. If it doesn't come, consumers might not pony up for 5G phones and service, says Lindley Gwenap at the Lindley Group.
If you're paying more for the phone and then an extra $10 a month for, you know, your 5G service, is this really worth it?
He says the 5G industry's approach is to build it and hope consumers come. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.